Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. A bill banning cars from stopping in bike lanes generated a lot of testimony in Philadelphia City Council on Thursday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The bill ends the practice of letting drivers stop in a bike lane if it's in front of their house for up to 20 minutes for loading and unloading. The goal is to make biking safer by not forcing cyclists into traffic to get around a stopped car. Will Tung recounted his own experience of getting hit as a pedestrian in a bike lane, testifying in support of the bill.
Owning a car does not entitle you to drive and park however you want. As a society, we have an obligation to treat each other with compassion.
Several residents testified it was too much to ask them to give up the convenience of pulling into a bike lane, but council members were unswayed. The bill passed unanimously. Council President Kenyatta Johnson, who sponsored the bill with Jamie Gauthier, says council will work with residents to establish loading zones, but safety is the priority.
We've seen time after time individuals losing their lives who are bicyclists to individuals driving and speeding.
Mayor Parker is expected to sign the bill. The parking authority has a dedicated bike lane enforcement unit. It will be writing tickets of up to $125 per violation. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Berks County community is rallying behind a young boy who got trapped underneath a float during the town's annual Halloween parade this past weekend. KYW's Connor Barkon spoke with the boy's mother.
8-year-old Nico Rizzo was hurt on Saturday during a yearly Halloween parade in Boyertown.
Nico got off of the float, and he was handing out candy along the parade route.
Nico's mom, Jessica Rizzo, says there are different accounts of exactly what happened. She shared with us how Nico remembers it all happening.
He ran out of candy in his bucket, and he has told me that he hopped up to try to get back onto the float, and it started moving, so that drug his leg under the tire.
People nearby rushed to help the boy.
His coaches and other people that were there saw it, and they lifted up the back of the trailer, and somebody along there was an EMT, and that kind man pulled him out.
Rizzo says one of Nico's football coaches was driving the float that left the boy with a broken femur and in need of several surgeries. She calls the whole ordeal an unfortunate accident and says Nico has been keeping a positive attitude about his recovery. He is now home from the hospital. A GoFundMe has raised more than $25,000 to support Nico. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
General Manager and CEO of SEPTA, Leslie Richards, will be stepping down from her role at the helm of the transit agency. KYW's Nina Baratti tells us her leaving comes as SEPTA fights for more public funding.
Faced with some challenges, but also credited with success points for SEPTA, General Manager and CEO Leslie Richards is leaving her role effective November 29th. In a release from the agency, they touted her success in introducing the SEPTA Key Advantage System, overseeing a redesign of SEPTA's bus network, and navigating the transit company through the COVID pandemic. There was a major impact on finances and ridership numbers since 2020. Currently, SEPTA has a projected more than $200 million deficit in the 2025 fiscal year, and over the summer, the agency cut back on non-essential spending. As Richards worked to secure additional funding, SEPTA also faced a rise in violent crime in the last couple of years. The transit agency says upon her departure, Richards will expand her role as a professor at the University of Pennsylvania in the Department of City and Regional Planning. The search is on for her replacement, but in the meantime, the agency says COO Scott Sauer will step in as interim general manager. Nina Baratti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.